now, Dáil Éireann is back this week. And ahead of that, the political parties are having their political think-ins. We had the Labour Party on Friday, Fine Gael over the weekend, and Fianna Fáil are starting 2 days of a think-in as they gather in Mullingar ahead of the start of the Dáil term on Wednesday, with the event dominated by the new Dáil term, the budget, and where the party is going in terms of popularity in the polls. With me in the line to talk about all of those things, we have the Minister for State at the Department of Higher and Further Education, and also TD for Limerick for Fianna Fáil, Niall Collins. Minister Collins, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning from Mullingar. What is the agenda for the next 2 days? How important an event is this for the parties as you head into the new Dáil term?
Well, look, it's very important. We're living in very, very tumultuous times in terms of where the economy is. We're heading into a budget in the next 3 weeks, so people will want to have their say in advance of the budget. We've all been out and about a lot more during the summer recess from the Dáil, engaging with our constituents, meeting people, meeting community groups. So I suppose we all have a lot of feedback to give the government, to give the senior cabinet ministers, and to have a discussion and to share ideas in terms of how we face the challenges that are ahead. So it's a very important 2 day event in advance of the return of the Dáil on Wednesday of this week. Primarily, we'll be discussing and focusing on the budget, cost of living, obviously our housing delivery programme, and health-related issues. They're really the key headline issues, and of course it's free for anybody to raise any issues that's on their mind also.
Okay, and all those things to be discussed over the next number of days. A number of polls over the weekend released. Sinn Féin, by far the most popular party in the country. However, polls indicating that ye are on the rise, perhaps, maybe, in the Behaviour and Attitude Survey. Fianna Fáil increased standing to 24%, up 3 points. And the Red Sea poll also up 3 points to 17%. Is that a little bit of a bounce for ye? Would you be happier with that than recent polls?
Yeah, look, I mean, polls are a snapshot in time, and they do go up and down. and there's new methodologies which are being deployed by polling companies, I think, that has to be said also. Some of the polling which is now carried out is a system of online polling where people have to pre-register with polling companies and they're then sent an email. The traditional methods of polling involved a polling company either knocking on somebody's front door and surveying them in person or a telephone call. I remember once, Gerry, sitting down with the Red Sea Opinion Polling Company when they took us through their approach and their methodology at that point in time to fill a representative sample of 1,000 people right across the country, different age categories, you know, to get a geographical balance and to get all the different social spectrums represented in the poll. They would have had to have made about 5,500 to 6,000 phone calls to fill a representative sample of 1,000. But some of the polling companies have now moved away from that. They're just contacting the first 1,000 people, and as I said, others have now moved to an online basis. So there's you know, we're high in one and we're low in the other. But I suppose really our focus as the lead party in government is the delivery of our programme for government. And that's very, very important. I don't think you should ever really get distracted by opinion polls. Obviously, you will take notice of them. But what's important, I think, for people out there is the cost of living, the budget, how people are going to be assisted by the government over the next 9 months as we get through the winter, because it's going to be a very difficult winter, primarily because of the cost of energy and the inflationary pressures that we're feeling as a result of the war in Ukraine.
Yeah,
and also our housing delivery program. There's such a demand for housing, and you know, I mean, I'm positive about housing because I can see it in my own constituency right across County Limerick. There's new houses being delivered every single day of the week, every week of the year. So the housing delivery program is beginning to deliver in volume, which I think is very, very important
but
for younger people.
But how can you say that, Minister? And the key thing of that, a cost of living is one thing, and the budget will look to address that, and it's a crisis not of the making of this government, but this government has to deal with it. However, housing is a long-standing issue for this and the last government, and the one before it, really. And the figures seem to be going in the wrong direction. The number of homeless people are up. Even in your own area, higher and further education, we're seeing, you know, huge numbers of students really struggling to get any sort of quality accommodation at a reasonable price?
There's a number of factors to it. First of all, we have an increased population. We have an increased number of people at work. 2 years ago when the government took over, there was 2.2 million people working in this country. There's now in excess of 2.5 million people at work in this country, and we have an unemployment rate of about 4%, which is effectively full employment. So we have a huge demand for housing at all levels, at social housing level and at private housing level, and also at student accommodation, as you point out. This government, Gerry, is the first government in the history of the state to produce a housing plan, and we call it Housing for All, which is backed by €4 billion of committed expenditure per annum over the lifetime of this government and beyond, into a horizon of 10 years. And that's a really, really significant departure. Never before was there a housing plan with money of that volume committed to it. So that allows our local authorities, our approved housing bodies, it allows all of the agencies the certainty that there's money backing any proposal that they're bringing forward. And we can see it in the commencements. I know you're right to say in relation to homeless people, and we have issues and challenges around student accommodation. But in terms of the construction activity, the number of commencements, of planning permission commencements that have been commenced is up. The number of housing completions is up. And the number of tenancies which are being awarded by our local authorities and our approved housing bodies are up. So there's a range of factors there to be considered. And of course we have more to do.
Yeah.
We have to,
would you accept, though, the perception is out there and the feeling is out there that it's not happening anywhere near fast enough? It's taken too long to get to this point.
What I accept is for a person who's waiting for a home or a person who needs a home, that they're very frustrated. But what I want to reassure those people is that for Fianna Fáil and for the government, this is a top priority. We've made it a top priority. And I do see delivery. I do get frustrated from time to time. I get frustrated with crank objections. I get frustrated with slow delivery of infrastructure when Irish Water are slowing down projects because we haven't got enough of our towns and villages serviced. That's something which I raise continuously with our Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, in which he's addressing. So we have multi-challenges. You've got to remember this, Gerry, and it's a context. We had a financial economic collapse in this country in 2008, 2009, with almost 10 years when there was zero house building in this country. And the catch-up is on now at the moment. And I think our programme, Housing for All, is going to close the gap in terms of those last years of construction and of housing output. And one of the other points which I want to raise also in terms of our housing stock is we've had our recent census and we can see the number of voids and empty housing stock around the country. You just have to take a drive around rural County Limerick or any part of County Kerry to see the numbers of empty and void houses. I'm not just talking about local authority houses, I'm talking about privately owned
all kinds,
housing stock
yeah.
also. And there is a major initiative on right across all of our local authorities. I see it in my own local authority in Limerick, where we're looking at dereliction also. I think that's very, very, very important key aspect to tackling our housing crisis.
Okay, one big crisis that's facing directly is the winter to come. Obviously, that'll be discussed at the next over the next 2 days within your own party. Proposals put by the Energy Ministers meeting, far-reaching proposals on the electricity market. Will they be delivered, do you think? Price caps on Russian energy coming in, perhaps maybe a windfall tax or not allowing the non-generating electricity companies to charge money and other such things to radically change the way energy is regulated across Europe, including here
in Ireland. Absolutely. And I think out of every crisis comes an opportunity. And we're unfortunate to have the crisis that we're in. But at the same time, I think we have to seize the opportunity to completely restructure our whole energy pricing models and our pricing structure. We have to decouple the price of electricity from the price of gas. We have to decouple the price of electricity which is generated by renewables from the price of electricity which is generated by oil and gas and coal. There's too much complexity within the system. And I think what we've seen since Friday when the European Council of Energy Ministers met and we heard what Eamon Ryan had to say in relation to that, he said that this is going to be done within a number of weeks. There is a huge sense of urgency and priority in the approach which has now been adopted by the European Union. And the European Commission have now been tasked by the Council of Ministers to come up with a number of far-reaching proposals over the next number of days. So I think possibly by the end of this week, by the middle or by the end of this week, you will have that exact, the exact proposals will be spelt out in black and white. So whether it's price caps, whether it's revenue caps, or a combination and a function of a number of different changes right across the energy pricing model, I think we're going to see some far-reaching changes in relation to that. We have to have it. Also, we have to talk about our energy security. I'm sure you've spoken about it on a number of occasions. But for me personally, I've been fully supportive of the Shannon LNG project at Tarbert. I think it's a no-brainer at this point in time. My party leader, Micheál Martin, has spoken in relation to it, that it simply has to be considered now as an option. Because, you know, with the war in Ukraine, we've seen the upheaval in terms of how Putin is now weaponizing the supply of energy, as well as weaponizing the supply of food right around the world. And there is a consequence to that. So we're vulnerable. We're an island economy on the western periphery of Europe, and we have to insulate ourselves and give ourselves more options in terms of our energy security. So I was disappointed that Bord Pleanála have again pushed out the target date, but there's no reason, similar to the Adair bypass, which I know that you're aware of, there's no reason why that can't be considered and a decision given on that as soon as possible.
And delivered as soon as possible as well, like other countries across Europe.
Absolutely delivered as soon as possible. Look, I mean, the issue which most people have in relation to the proposal at Tarbert is the use of fracked gas. And I think that's something which a lot of people have an objection to. Communities where fracked gas is generated
Are badly affected. Would you believe the company when they say they will not be using fracked gas in any future?
Well, I do, because I just don't buy into this notion that what guarantees can we have that it won't be fracked gas? Everything across the globe, practically everything, is traceable, and we have quality assurance. We have it in every system, in every production, right across the globe. It's part of any quality assured system. So to say that, to just throw your hands in the air and say we can't have this proposal at Tarbert because it may have fracked gas, or how do we know that it won't be fracked gas, just simply that argument just simply doesn't stack up for me.
Okay, final point on the wider sense for the Fianna Fáil party. The party in itself, plans for expansion, plans for a second seat in Kerry, and is Micheál Martin under any sort of pressure, any sort of threat? Lots of more brings about rebels and what they'll do this weekend. People within the parliamentary party were not happy with his leadership.
No, I don't agree. Look, Micheál Martin is an outstanding leader in my opinion. He's steered the country really, really professionally right throughout the pandemic. I think that's when we saw him at his best. He's a very experienced leader of Fianna Fáil. He's an experienced politician. He's around a long time. He's held a number of ministries, and he's obviously now Taoiseach, and he'll rotate into the position of Taoiseach. There's absolutely, in my view, no issue with his leadership. I don't see anybody challenging for his leadership. People who say that they're unhappy aren't prepared to say that publicly, aren't prepared to stand up and be counted. And when you step outside of the political bubble, Gerry, Micheál Martin has a job to do. I think he's doing it very well. I think the public recognise that he's doing a good job, and I think most of the public acknowledge that, and that's what matters. The public want to see strong, open, transparent leadership, which he is giving.
Okay. Final brief point, Niall Collins. Please remind the Fianna Fáil minister that it was his party who left the excellent housing plan drawn up by TJ Whittaker up on the shelf many years ago. With that in mind, if you don't get housing right, this coalition party, in the next 12 to 18 months, that would be a massive failure, and you'll pay at the polling booth.
Well,
would you accept that?
We've nailed our colours to the mast. We've made it the top priority, our housing delivery programme. It is delivering, and we'll continue to work on its delivery. It's of huge importance, obviously, as I said to you, and to our listeners, it's of huge importance to people in every community right across Ireland. And that's why, in producing the plan, We've applied €4 million of spend to that plan every year.
And it will
every
work.
Year, which is okay. A hugely significant amount of money.
Finally, briefly, do you have ambitions on 2 seats in Kerry the next election?
Of course we do, and we've ambitions to grow our seat target right across the country. And there's no reason when the public come to consider Fianna Fáil's participation in this government, given all the challenges and given everything that we've had to face up to. There's another 2 years, in my view, to run in this government, Gerry. I expect that the election will be in November, late October, November 2024. The Dáil runs out of 5 years anyway, early in the following year in 2025. So that's when I personally expect the election to happen. So we've another full, just over 2 years to run in this government. And then the people will sit back and they'll reflect and they'll consider what kind of a job Fianna Fáil done in government, what kind of a job the government in its entirety done, and they'll decide and they'll cast their vote accordingly.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Minister for State at the Department of Further and Higher Education.